At first, customers would carefully weigh the choices, but as decision fatigue set in, they would start taking whatever was recommended. And the more tough choices they encountered early in the process, the quicker they became tired and settled for the path of least resistance by taking a proposed option. By manipulating the order of the car buyer's choices, the researchers found that the customers would end up settling for different kinds of options, and the average difference totaled more than 1,500 euros per car, about $2,000 at the time. Whether the customers paid a little extra or a lot extra depended on when the choices were offered and how much willpower was left in the customer. Shopping can be especially tiring for the poor. Some researchers argue that decision fatigue could be a major, and often ignored, factor in trapping people in poverty, because their financial situation forces them to make so many difficult decisions, they have less willpower to devote to school, work, and other activities that might get them into the middle class. This is significant because study after study has shown that low self-control is associated with low income, as well as a large number of other problems, including poor achievement in school, divorce, crime, alcoholism, and poor health. It is also known that when the poor and the rich go shopping, the poor are much more likely to eat during the shopping trip. This might seem like confirmation of their weak character. After all, they could presumably improve their nutrition by cooking meals at home instead of consuming ready-to-eat snacks, which contribute to their higher rate of health problems. But if a trip to the supermarket causes more decision fatigue in the poor than in the rich, by the time they reach the cash register, they'll have less willpower left to resist chocolate bars. Not for nothing are these items called impulse purchases.